Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. The new year is just around the corner, and starting on January 1st, a couple of hospitals in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and one just outside of Williamsport, will ban smokers from being hired. Job seekers can reapply for employment once they stop smoking, wait 90 days, and pass a nicotine test. Although I am an advocate of smokers' rights, I find nothing wrong with this policy. In fact, it makes a lot of sense. You see, smokers do not have the right to a job or even to keep a job. And let's face it, smokers at work often smell like chimneys, have less than pleasant breath, and have to keep running outside to get their nicotine fix. Having people like this working in hospitals is unhealthy. Furthermore, smokers hurt other employees by driving up the cost of health insurance because of their unhealthy lifestyles. Perhaps hospitals throughout New York and Pennsylvania should follow the lead of these three hospitals, the Williamsport Hospital and Medical Center, Divine Providence Hospital, and the Muncie Valley Hospital, which are all part of the Susquehanna Health System. You know, perhaps hospitals across the Empire and Keystone States should not only stop hiring smokers, but should also even consider letting them go if they do not give up or will not give up the smoking of coffin nails. At this time of year, millions of Americans make resolutions to give up smoking. Most of these resolutions are never kept. Wouldn't it be wonderful for the hospitals to put some strength into these resolutions by banning employees who smoke? Finally, I would like to wish you and yours a new year filled with God's blessings, excellent health, and prosperity. All the best in 2010. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.